What's the little thing over on the right where you keep maps and things?
That's a glove compartment.
Do you keep gloves in it?
No.
Ever keep gloves in it?
No. Never wear gloves.
Then what do you call the sort of thing that you wrap around things to hold them together?
A rubber band.
Right. And what do you call the little metal thing that holds?
Paper clip.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear that called anything else?
Nope.
No. Would the term gem clip mean anything to you?
Yeah.
You never heard gem clip?
No.
Okay. I grew up saying gem clip. I later on changed to paper clip. Lots of people say gem clip. Where do you keep the spare tire?
I keep it under, I think it's kept in my dad's truck. It's kept underneath the car. Mm-hmm. I mean, underneath the whatever mm-hmm. it's called. And in our station wagon, it's kept like inside the place where you can put all the luggage and stuff like that. I don't know what it's called. Back part.
Well, what do you call the back part?
I'm trying to think. It's not the trunk, because it's a station wagon.
Oh.
So
I'm glad you said station wagon, because I forgot to ask you that.
Yeah. What is that back part called? I can't think of it. I guess it's just called the back part.
Okay, that's fine. Any other name for trunk?
Hmm. No, I don't call it anything else.
And then what's the thing that you push down on to make the car go?
Push down to make the car
with your foot?
The clutch.
Well, the
accelerator.
Other yeah, okay. I may have been talking when you were. Would you say it again?
Accelerator.
Okay, and then the thing that you change gears with?
Gear shift.
Does it matter whether it's on the floor or on the steering wheel?
Yeah. If it's on the floor, I'd say on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I think whatever. Yeah. The gear shift is usually what I say, on the floor. I would say just on the floor, the floor stick, I think.
So these are the kinds of things that you use automatically without thinking about it.
No, I'm pretty sure. My dad's truck is a gear shift up here, so I think I call that gear shift.
Mm-hmm.
But I would call it just on the floor stick, I think.
All right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
That's just probably me, though.
And when you're driving around the Emory campus or in an apartment complex, there are these nasty little bumps that make you slow down.
Right.
What do you call them?
Speed bumps.
Okay. What would you call the kind of thing that the firemen drive around in?
Fire truck.
How about the one that pumps the water?
I just call that a fire truck, too.
Okay. How about the one that has the ladder on it?
A ladder truck.
Okay. Did you ever see the kind of fire truck that has the aerial boom and bucket for lifting up?
No.
You know what you call that?
No.
Did you ever see a power company thing?
Yes, but I don't know what I would call it.
Fixing things at the top of telephone.
Utility truck, I would just call it.
What?
I would just call it a utility truck, okay. If I ever saw it.
All right, suppose somebody had a heart attack, what sort of little vehicle might be sent?
An ambulance.
Okay. And then if the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he ride in?
He would probably ride in a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Or a car.
Any special kind of car?
A red car. The red siren with the yellow words that say fire chief on it.
Is that in Orlando? Okay. Let's see. Then what would the policeman drive around in?
He would drive around in a car and would be tan, and it has blue lights on the top.
What would you call it? You'd say, slow down, there's a...
cop.
Would you call a car anything?
No.
Would you say anything like, oh, police car or cruiser or... I can't think of any of the others right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, police car probably if I... yeah. Just a...
squad car, cop car?
No, I would just call it a police car.
All right. And then how about that bigger thing where several criminals